Last time we started discussing Hilchos Tzitzis, I'd like to continue with that discussion. We all know that the mitzvah of Tzitzis only applies if a person wears a four-cornered garment. The pasuk says in Parshas Kisei, "Gedilim kas lecha al arba kanfos ksuscha shetachasim." If you're supposed to put gedilim, put the tzitzis on arba kanfos ksuscha. Only if they're dalek kanfos is the rechiv. So be'emes, if a person doesn't wear a beggar of dalek kanfos, he's not chayiv in the midst of tzitzis. See, tzitzis, the Gemara Menachos says tzitzis is a chovas gavra. But what it means by saying it's a chovas gavra is that it's not a chovas talis. Meaning it's not that if I own a four-cornered garment, I have to put tzitzis on the garment. Klei kufsa, if I put the kli in a box, I put the garment in a box, it's not a chayiv in tzitzis. Chovas gavra means only if I wear it is it going to be chayiv tzitzis. But it's not a chovas gavra like tefillin. Tefillin is an absolute requirement to wear the tefillin. Matzah. On the night of the Seder, there's an absolute requirement to wear matzah. I have to blow shofar Rosh Hashanah. These are chiyuvim. That's a pure chovas gavra. It's what we call a mitzvah chiyuvis. That there's an absolute obligation on the individual to do the mitzvah. Tzitzis might be called a chovas gavra in the sense that the chiyuv is related to the gavra, not to the cheftza. Just because I own a cheftza, dal kavas, I don't have a chiyuv of tzitzis. But if I'm not wearing it, if there's no levisha, if I'm not lechaseba, if I don't cover myself with a garment, I'm not chayiv in the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah chayuvus in context. It's only a mitzvah chayuvus in context. But the fact is, it's a minig yisrael. Right? Chazal started a minig that everyone should wear tzitzis. They should wear tzitzis. They should wear a talis katan. And those who are married, some for sfardim, even if they're not married, they wear a talis gadol during tefillah. That's an old minig Yisrael. But Moshe Feinstein writes in Chelek Dalet, Siman Dalet, that since Kfranogu Yisrael to wear a talis cotton, to wear talisim, a talis when they're davening, or certainly a talis cotton, so then it's bechlal a minig that you're not allowed to be mevatel. There's now a chiyuv to wear a talis cotton. It's a chiyuv mitam minig. But that's a later development. That's not the mitzvah deraisa. The mitzvah deraisa is if a person Wiz puts on a beggar of dal kavas, then he's chayiv to have tzitzis on that beggar. It later became a minig, which turned into a chiyuv in a sense. Minig Yisrael Torah. Now there's a chiyuv on each and every individual to wear a talis kot. When does this chiyuv apply? Arba kanfos suscha asher techaseba. What does asher techaseba mean? Some kind of a kisi. What kind of a kisi do you have to do to be mechayiv in tzitzis? So the tour in Hilchos Tzitzis, Simon Ches, at the very beginning, he quotes from the Gaonim that you need an atifa. You have to be misatif betzitzis katifas yishma'elim. Like the Arabs are misatif, they wrap themselves in their bedding. That's what you need, atifas yishma'elim, that's what the pasuk had in mind. But not everyone agrees, the Bala Itta disagrees, says you don't need atifas yishma'elim. Shebechaseba means the normal kisui that people have in any generation. The Gaonim apparently assumed that since at the time of Chazal there was an Atifas Yishmaelim, Atifas Yishmaelim was a common way to wear the garment, so Chazal were koveya that's the requirement, that's Asher Techaseba, that's what the Pasuk has in mind. And the Baruch Hu L'Hisatif B'Tzitzis means Atifas Yishmaelim. But the Bala Itter argues and says, no, Asher Techaseba means not Atifas Yishmaelim, but a normal Kisli. B'chol Dor V'Dor, a normal Kisli. So what's the din? What do you have to do? It's Taka Machlokas in the Poskim. The Shulchan Aruch itself, there in Simen Ches Siv Bey, says that you don't really need Ituf Me'ikar Adin. In Siv Gimel, it says it's good to be Mesatev. It's a good thing to be Yotze the Sheet of the Gaonim. But Me'ikar Adin, you don't have to be Mesatev. But it's good to be Mesatev. And that's the minig. The minig is to try to be Mesatev in the Talis Gadol. But they quote from the Vilna Gaon and the Meister Rav. Right? And the Meister Rav quotes all the Minhagim of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that you don't have to be Mesatev. He went against the Shulchan Aruch. He said that Asher Techaseba L'chora means the normal kisui that people do. At the time of the Vilna Gaon, they weren't being misatef, wrapping themselves around like the Yishmael. That wasn't the normal way. So the Gros said that the bracha l'hisatef betzitzis doesn't mean atifas Yishmael davka. L'hisatef means l'chasos. It means to cover oneself. So you can make the bracha even if you're just putting on the talis in the normal way. You have the ituf of the rosh like we have when we're davening. You put the tzitzis on either side, like you have tzitzis in front and tzitzis in back, you wrap yourself in the talis in a normal way, according to the Gaon, that's the atifa, that's the asher techaseba that the Torah is referring to. So the Vilna Gaon was never misatef himself, he wasn't ma'atef himself like the Yishmaelim like the minig is. He just put on the talis regularly. And they say in the Piskei Tshuvas, they quote that the Chazan Ish also did that. The Chazan Ish just he did a Hatifa Sarosh. After the Brocha, he just did a regular Hatifa Sarosh. What do we do for a talis katan? Before we discuss what the atifa is that many are knowing to do, what's with the talis katan? This is all a talis gadol. So talis katan is more complicated. Some hold that you have to be misatek in the talis katan too. Take your talis katan and wrap yourself. You make a bracha in the talis katan, wrap yourself in the talis katan. Most hold that there's no atifa in the talis katan. Why? Because either it's not big enough for an atifa, so it doesn't have the shear for an atifa. Because the shear of a talis katan is k'dei l'chasas rosho v'rubo of a katan, not of a gadol. So it doesn't really have the shear atifa to be l'chasa, the goof of the person. What's more, because the normal way to wear the talis katan is to put the head through the hole in the beged, so that's the normal way to wear it. Not to be misatef yourself in the talis. It's abnormal to be misatef. A shawl, there are yishmaelim, even bizman hazeh, who wrap themselves in the kefiyah, they wrap themselves in the shawl. So that makes sense. If there's a hole in the beged and it's made for the head, so then the normal way to wear the beged is not with atifa. So many hold that the idea of being misatef only applies to the talis gadol, not to the talis katan. So what bracha do we make on the talis katan? So the Ramah happens to hold that on the talis katan you don't make the bracha lehisatef tzitzis, but rather you say al mitzvah tzitzis. Why? Well, you're not being misatef in the tzitzis. If you're not being misatef in the tzitzis, then it might make sense not to say lehisatef because it sounds strange. It sounds like you're being yotzei the din lehisatef betzitzis in the talis katan, but you're not being misatef in the talis katan. The minute to wear the talis katan is because there's an idea that you should look at the tzitzis, you should be mesubav with the tzitzis, but it's not the full mitzvah. You're not being misatef in the talis katan. So how can you make the bracha lehisatef in the talis katan? So after Ramah, you should say a new bracha al mitzvah tzitzis. But others say no. You could say lehisatef for one of two reasons. Either you really should be misatef in the talis katan, or even if you're not going to be misatef in the talis katan, according to the Gaon, the word lehisatef just means lechasos. That's the nusach habracha, chazal bakoveh, because it just means to cover yourself with the beged. So in the talis gadol, you'll do an atifa. In the talis katan, you're not going to do an atifa, but that's still lehisatef, because you're covering yourself in the tzitzit. These are the different versions what the bracha should be on the talis katan. The ma'isa, the poskim say that anyone who's going to wear a talis gadol, let's say for the Ashkenazim, so after a person is married, they'll wear a talis gadol during davening, so then it's appropriate not to make a bracha on the talis katan. As long as a person is not married, he's only wearing a talis katan, then he should say al mitzvah tzitzis on the talis katan. But once he's wearing the talis gadol, better to say lehisatef on the talis gadol than to have in mind to be yotze the talis katan. Because the bracha on the talis katan is a shayla. So better to make the bracha on the talis gadol with satif tzitzis and to be yotzei his talis katan. So you put on your talis katan after you're married without a bracha, make the bracha on the talis gadol in shul, and be mechayim to be yotzei the talis katan. So the stamba svarim would do the same thing if they're before they're married, they wear the talis gadol. Better just to make the bracha with satif tzitzis on the talis gadol and to be yotzei the talis katan. Jacob, I saw your hand.
Is there a time limit?
Well, as long as you're wearing the talis katan, you can be yotzei the bracha on the talis katan. You probably should touch the talis katan. This is a din of mishmush. If you hold on to your talis katan, so then you can make a bracha on it, even if it's already on you. We talk about there are certain circumstances where a person already put on tefillin because he had to put it on before this man. The poskim say that if you're in the mashmesh and the tefillin, if you touch the tefillin, then you can make the bracha afterwards when the time comes. It's the same thing over here. If you touch your talis katan, so then when you make the bracha the talis katan, it can work for the talis katan. Yes.
How are you fulfilling the mitzvah to just put them on before shul in the morning, or not technically?
So, you know, what's the mitzvah of tzitzis? Al arba kanfos ksus chashet chaseba should mean that you chayev in tzitzis here in the talis katan. But the question is, if there's no atifa in the talis katan, is there a kiyum mitzvah? Is it the regular mitzvah? Some say there is. So according to some, you really are mekayim the mitzvah already. According to the Gaon, you're certainly mekayim the mitzvah. If you hold it, you need a full atifa sishma'ilim. So then maybe in the talis katan, since it's not roi lekach, you're not going to fulfill the full mitzvah. So that's the shaila. Are you fulfilling the mitzvah? It's still a minute to wear the talis katan. It is the shiur for a talis. It's just there's no atifa shaykh in that shiur. So is there a mit? Is there an inyan to wear the talis katan? Yes, but it could be for the bracha lehis atef. That we're not going to make on the talis katan. That's why it's better to wait for the talis katan. Okay. What is the tzura of the atifa? I mentioned that it's tov lehis atef, says the Shulchan Aruch. So the achronim, Mishnah Berurah quotes from the achronim that person is supposed to put the talis over their head. It's a shail exactly how far it's supposed to go. Some poskim say you shouldn't put it so low that it's mamish covering your chin and you can't see. And no one walks around like that. So, but cover it over your head. Cover over your head. And then throw the right side on top of your left. Throw the two corners, the two tzitzios on the right. Or put all four over the left. That's how you're wrapping yourself in the talis. It's the classical tzura of atifa that the poskim had. Others claim that that's not a real atifa. It's very hard to do a proper atifa in that way because you're not really being misatef begufo. If you're going to throw the tzitzios on the left side, so then you're going to have to sort of bunch the talis up. It's going to be above your waist. It's not really on kol gufo, on rov gufo. So others suggest that maybe the better way to do atifa is actually to put the talis on, have it draping down your back, and throw only the front of the talis to the left. Take the one tzitzis, one corner on the front, and throw that over to the left. So you have an atifa of ponov, you have an atifa, and an atifa of gufo as well. But because the talis is draping down your back, you have kol gufo ma'utof. Kol gufo ma'utof. If you're going to wrap yourself with the entire talis, wrap it up, you know, in order to throw the two corners onto the left, so then you're not going to be ma'atev gufo with the entire talis. The Mishnah Berurah already, the Magen Avraham, quotes from some poskim that some have a minhag that they bunch the talis up to their neck and they cover only their face. So he doesn't like that. The minhag of some Sfaradim I've seen to do something like that, just to be wrapping from the neck up. So you find in the Magen Avraham already that they're not happy with that because they say that's not an atifa of gufa. It's not an atifa's gufa. But some suggest even if you'll try to wrap your guf by throwing, right? You try to wrap most of the guf, but if you're going to throw the two corners on the right side over your left shoulder, you're not going to be ma'atef gufo either. That's why they suggest, no, leave it draped on your back and only be ma'atef with the front corner. I think Rabbi Shechter is knowing like that. Watch as he puts on his talis. He doesn't pick up the whole talis and wrap himself around. He only picks up the one corner and throws that over his shoulder because he feels that you need atifas gufo. It's not atifas gufo unless it's going to be on rov gufo. There's a makom for the other atifa as well. Those who do the other atifa, who throw the two corners onto their left shoulder, over the left shoulder, they try to bunch it up in a way that it's not so high, but rather that it's on rov gufo. A little bit above the waist, but it's on rov gufo. That's considered an atifas gufo, and that's enough for the to be able to see the atif. Okay. Question.
When do you make the bracha?
You make the bracha before. You make the bracha when you're holding the talis over yourself before the atif. Right? Over lasiyasa, before the asiya. Make the bracha, and then you do the asiya.
But aren't you then putting it on? Right? You make the bracha, and then you put it on, and then you do the atifa. So
putting it on is part of the atifa. Part of the process. I think you're supposed to make the bracha before, yes.
By tzitzis, is the bracha...
Which tzitzis? Talis katan or talis katan? Yeah.
Is the bracha the same? Would it cut into the bracha also? Is that because he's not chayvin?
Yes, if a katan is not going to put on, if he's a bar chinuch, right? So if the katan is not going to put on, he's not putting on a talis gadol, so he's not putting on a talis gadol, then he make a bracha on a talis katan. I think some of the yekis do wear a talis gadol during davening, even before bar mitzvah, I think. So maybe they'll make a bracha on the talis gadol, the talis katan. Their talis gadol is not so big, but it's bigger than their talis katan. So lechora, it could be misate, but the talis gadol, maybe they should make a bracha on the talis gadol. But those who don't wear the talis gadol, then even when they're a katan, as long as they're the chayav mitan chinuch, either they have the chayav or the parent has the chayav, then they should make a bracha. A bracha on the talis gadol. Which begodim are chayav min haTorah in tzitzis? What beggar is chayav in a Torah? Any beggar? Cotton? Wool? What beggar? It's a big machlokas in the Rishonim based on the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos quotes the Bei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds that since by Nigei Batim only, by Nigei Begodim only a beged of Tsemer or Pishton is considered a beged, only a beged of made out of wool or linen considered a beged for Tsaras Begodim. So the same is true for Tzitzis. It says, Vasulahim Tzitzis al Kanfe Begdayim. So beged in Halach is only a beged of Pishton Betzemer. That's what Rabbi Yishmael holds. But Rava has a different drush in the Gemara Menachos. Rava, leaving out the psukim a little bit, Rava says that Tzemer upishtim, right? Losil bashatnez Tzemer upishtim yachta gedilim pasalacha. There's a connection between shatnez and tzitzis. So Rava holds that tzitzis of Tzemer upishtim can pater all meaning. You can use tzitzis of Tzemer upishtim to be used in the midst of tzitzis in any beged. A beggar that's made out of wool, a beggar made out of linen, a beggar that's made out of cotton or any other fabric. Tzemer upishtim can work as tzitzis for anything. But other minim, let's say you have tzitzis made out of cotton. So those tzitzios, Rava says, can only pater mino. They can only pater a beggar made out of cotton. That's how Rava learns from Sukkot. That tzitzios of pishtim or tzemer can pater any min, but tzitzios of cotton or of other minim can only pater a beggar of that min. So what do you see from Rava? You see from him that there could be a beged min haTorah that's chayiv in tzitzis, even if it's not tzemer upishtim, right? Because he says that other minim of tzitzis, like you have cotton tzitzis, they can pater a beged made out of cotton. They can't pater a beged made out of tzemer upishtim, but they can pater a beged made out of cotton. So you see, min haTorah, you can have a beged of chayiv in tzitzis, even though it's not made out of tzemer upishtim. So it seems to be machlokas 2 days in the Gemara Menachos whether min haTorah a beged that's not made out of tzemer upishtim can be chayiv and tzitzis on a deraisa level or not. So how do we paskin? There's a major machlokas in the Rishon. The Rif and the Rambam are of the opinion that min haTorah there's a chayiv and tzitzis only for a beged tzemer or pishtim. That's it. Only for a beged tzemer or pishtim. And since bizman hazeh, we're not going to make the beged out of pishtim. I mean, we don't. You know, the minig is, the Ramah says, the minig is to make the tzitzios out of tzemer. Right, so we make it out of tzemer. So then we're not going to have a beged of pishtan, because then you'll have shatnez. We don't. If you have tchay, we don't know if it's really tchayless. So there's a suffek is a shatnez. So then it turns out that the only beged that's chayiv min haTorah b'zman hazeh is going to be a beged of tzemer. Because if we're going to make the tzitzios out of tzemer, so then the only beged that will be able to tie the tzitzios on is a beged of tzemer. So according to the Rif and the Rambam, that's the only beged min haTorah that's going to be chayiv in tzitzis. But Rashi and the Chachmei Ashkenaz disagree, and they claim that even other begodim machayev min haTorah and tzitzis as well, even if it's not tzemer upishtim. And it's machlokas the Mechaber and the Rama had a paskin. The Mechaber and Simon Pes Sif Aleph in the Chassidus paskins like the Rif and the Rambam that min haTorah only a beged of tzemer or pishtim is chayev and tzitzis. And the Rama quotes the Chachmei Ashkenaz. The Rama paskins like the Chachmei Ashkenaz that no, even other begodim machayev min haTorah as well. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says that it's appropriate to be machmer for the Shulchan Aruch. It's best to be machmer for the Shulchan Aruch to wear a beged of tzemer. Again, you're not chayiv to wear the beged bichlal. It's a minig, it's a later minig. Right? Technically speaking, if you don't wear the beged of dalat kafas, you're not going to be chayiv in the mitzvah anyway. But because there's now an old minig, you can almost call it a takana de rabbanan, to wear tzitzis, so you want to fulfill the mitzvah in the best possible way. You want to fulfill the mitzvah that could be a mitzvah deraisa. So Zot the Mishnah Berurah, it's best to be machmer for the Shulchan Aruch to wear a beged of tzemer, to wear a woolen beged. Then you're sure that you'll be yotzei. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Me'ikar Adin the Ashkenazim can be noig like the Ramah. The Sfaradim really should wear a beged of tzemer because that's the mechaber shita. The Ramah Me'ikar Adin doesn't hold like that. Mishnah Berurah is just saying it's good that those who are medaktek wear a talis katan made out of wool. Because that's the chumrah of the mechaber, that's the shita mechaber, and he says it's appropriate to be machmir to wear a beged of tzemer. So during the winter time, and it's getting cold outside already. During the winter time, so many people feel it's even more comfortable. Right, they wear a beged of tzemer, it gives them extra warmth. The question is, in the summertime, so in the summertime wearing scratchy, itchy tzitzis, you know, it's much more challenging. It's very challenging. So if it's really Mitzayer, the person, the Chari, he's not Mechuyev to wear the beged of tzemer. Why? Because the Ramah says that a person has to spend money on mitzvahs, but But he doesn't have to spend more than chomesh, more than a fifth of his nechasim on a mitzvah. So the chorat tsar haguf, to be mitzar himself, you know, every day, it's very hot outside, it's 90 degrees, depending on where he lives, it could be even hotter than 90 degrees. That's almost like spending more than chomesh on a mitzvah, some poskim say. So, you know, technically speaking, if a person is really bitzar from wearing a woolen pair of tzitzis, then he's not mechuyev. There's no chumra to wear the woolen pair of tzitzis, because he's not mechuyev to be mitzar himself, to spend more than chomesh on the mitzvah, certainly on a mitzvah kiyumis. Even for a mitzvah chiyumis, he wouldn't have to do that. But certainly for a mitzvah kiyumis, if it causes him tzar, he doesn't have to do. But many say that it's if it's an appropriate thing to do, if you get used to it, it probably won't bother you as much as you think. So, you know, many people do. Many people do wear the woolen tzitzis. Many people who once upon a time wore a cotton pair of tzitzis, you know, got used to a woolen pair of tzitzis, and it just becomes a part of their life. And they wear the woolen tzitzis in the summer, and it doesn't do anything to them. So every person has to judge for themselves. They have to ask a posek who knows them to figure out whether it's appropriate for them, whether they should do it, whether they should even do it in the summer. It's interesting, the minhag of the Vilna Gaon and the Chazon Ish was to wear dafka a beged, dafka a talis katan made out of cotton. They did not wear woolen tzitzis for the talis katan. Why not? So this already was the minhag of the Gra, and then they saw the Chazon Ish doing the same thing, so he said, apparently Reb Chaim Kanievsky was quoted as saying that the Chazon Ish said about himself that the reason he doesn't wear a beged of tzemer for the talis katan is because the Gra didn't do it either, because I want to show that the talis katan made out of tzemer gefen, made out of cotton, you can also be out to the mitzvah of tzitzis with. It might only be a mitzvah derabanan, it's a suffix, right? But it's still a mitzvah. So he wants to show that you can be yotze the mitzvah with that beged as well. But as he didn't add, but as everyone knew, the Chazon Ish and the Gra wore a talis gadol the whole day. They used to learn in a talis gadol. The famous picture of the Chazon Ish is in a talis. The famous picture of the Vilna Gaon is in talis and tefillin. I'm not sure if we have a picture of the Chazon Ish in talis and tefillin, but he's wearing a talis in the picture. They wore a talis the whole day. As they were learning, they always wore the talis. So the talis that they wore was made out of tzemer, was made out of wool. But each one of them decided that they would wear the beged of tzemer gefen, they'd wear the talis katan made out of cotton, to show that you can be yotzei to the mitzvah even with a beged of cotton. They said about the Gra, chaviv and divrei sofrim, that, you know, divrei sofrim also was chaviv for him, the mitzvah of Rabbanim was so chaviv for him, so therefore he bedavka wanted to wear a beged of tzemer gefen, so he can be yotzei both. He'll be yotzei both the mitzvah of the Reis and the mitzvah of Rabbanim. But someone who's not going to be wearing the beged tzemer the whole day, not going to be wearing his talis gadol the whole day, there's more of an inyan to wear a woolen beged in the talis katan, so that he'll be yotzei the mitzvah, even the mitzvah of the Reis. But again, if a person really feels it's too warm for him, he feels like he can't wear it, so then perhaps there's room to be makel that maybe he doesn't have to wear the woolen beged tzitzis. How about mesh tzitzis? There are some other types of tzitzis that are floating around in the market. How about mesh tzitzis? So mesh tzitzis, there are, the poskim say it's probably better not to wear for one of two reasons. Either because there's a big shiloh where the synthetic materials are chayiv, a beged made out of dal kampos of synthetic materials, are they chayiv in tzitzis b'chlal? Because synthetic materials, the way that it's been explained to me, you can't make threads out of the synthetic materials. It's made just in a different way. It's not made out of threads. It's not an orig. It's not a weave. It's somehow made in a different way. So they point to the Gemara Menachos that a beged made out of ore, a leather beged, is part of from tzitzis because there's no threading in the leather beged. And someone has suggested if you have a beged made out of some synthetic material, nylon or other synthetic material, Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he suggests that you can't make chutin. This is in Chelek Bey Simon Aleph. You can't make chutin out of synthetic material, so maybe it doesn't have a din of an org, it doesn't have a din of a beged. But it doesn't have a din of a beged, maybe it's not going to be chayav in tzitzis. Others want to suggest maybe the mesh is not chayav in tzitzis for a different reason, because the Mishnah in Kalim, of all places, talks about what's called a choluk shel sevacha. If you have a beggar that has holes in it, where you can see the basar of the individual, you can see his skin from inside, that doesn't have a din of a beggar. It's not choshev enough to have a din of a beggar. It doesn't have a din of a beggar for tum of a tyre. So someone has suggested, if it doesn't have a beggar for tum of a tyre, maybe if it's his, it also doesn't have a din of a beggar. So So it's better not to wear the mesh tzitzis. If a person feels too hot, they don't want to wear the woolen tzitzis, they should wear the cotton. Wear the cotton, but better not to wear the tzitzis, the mesh tzitzis, because it's a shaila whether it really is a beged b'chlal, whether there would be a fear of tzitzis for the mesh. And then finally, they talk about the neat tzitz. They still have this? You know, the tzitzis that you made out of an undershirt, they have an undershirt, and then they cut it somehow to put tzitzis on it. So that as well, some poskim say maybe better not to wear tzitzis there. First of all, it's a shaila whether it's pasuach beruba, whether it's really open enough on the sides to be considered a four-cornered garment. It has to be pasuach berubo to be considered a four-cornered garment. And the sleeves don't count. The sleeves are closed because they're not open. You got your arms in the sleeves. That's not considered open. So the beged would have to be open all the way on top, right? All the way from the bottom to the sleeves. If it's not pasuach berubo, it's not going to be considered a beged of dal kamas. That's point number one. So maybe if you rip it the whole way through, I don't think the nitzit was made like that. Then it's sort of like, it's not closed, it's not an undershirt. So I think the way it originally was made, it was not pasul berubo. So some poskim said that's not called dalet kanfas. It's a shaila in the bracha. It's a shaila if you're going to be yotzei at all. But others claim that there's another reason perhaps why maybe one shouldn't wear the nitzit, and that is because it's a beged zeya. If that's the undershirt that you're going to wear, you're not going to wear it on top of your undershirt. But that's the undershirt you're wearing. It's a beged of zeya. It's a beged worn directly on the skin. It could be that a beged of zeya might not be chayav in tzitzis b'chlal, because that's not called a beged al pidin that is chayav in tzitzis. It's a beged that protects you from the zeya. It's an undergarment. An undergarment in many areas of halacha, like the halacha is that for kriya, for an ovel, the beged zeya is not chayiv in kriya, because that's not viewed as a beged. That's just protecting a person from zeya. So it could be when it comes to tzitzis as well, it might not be called a beged, and then it won't be chayiv in tzitzis. I believe Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his sefer Maseches Tzitzis, he has a sefer on the Maseches Ktanos, on the Masech of Tzitzis, he makes this point that it could be that a beged zeya is not called a beged for tzitzis, so therefore the nitzit, since it's a beged of zeya, maybe it doesn't have a din of a beged, and that's why we call it. So better to wear a regular undershirt, and then have a pair of tzitzis on top of it. Me'ikar adin, for the Ashkenazim, one can be yotze with a beged of tzaragef, and even with cotton. Those who want to be machra, a little bit more, like the Mishnah Brua, to be machra, to be yotze, even for mechaber, should try to get themselves a woolen beged of tzitzis.